Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yo!
Hello. It's a new episode of Hardcore Listing.
Yeah!
With my colleague CGT, aka Chrissy Goldtouch.
Yeah.
And Adam Nuts.
Adam Nuts. Professor Adam Nuts. I'm just adding to that. I feel it needs a little switch up.
So this episode was recorded, I reckon, maybe 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's been one of the ones where we just think, do we ever put this out? Because it's just us drinking a lot of lager with Big Papa J. Now, we consistently put out messages on our social medias to the listeners to say, who do you want to have back on? And for some reason, it's consistently him.
Consistently Justin.
Yeah. So I'm sure we will have him back in the future. But in the meantime, there's three parts to this and it's
nonsense.
Yeah. And it becomes proper nonsense.
It's absolute nonsense. I remember when we recorded this, I was trying to do that whole, I'm only going to drink, what, six times in the year?
Yeah, yeah.
And this was like my third drink, and I felt after doing it like it was an utter waste. I was like, I've really wasted one of my opportunities there. That's bigging up this podcast as much as I can. It's a waste of our time. It's a waste of your time. It's probably brilliant, and you're probably going to love it more than all our other ones that we put a lot of effort into.
Yeah. So big thanks to 76 for having to endure producing this. Thanks to Brad Acton for any video content that we put out.
And thanks to our other sponsors.
Mm.
Charles from Love Beer. Well, it is Love Beer who sponsor us.
Yeah.
And the wonderful Charles. And Luke from Bamboom Creative.
Both of which will be guests in the coming weeks.
Yes, exciting stuff.
Standalone episodes. So expect more beery goodness from Charles. And
yeah.
An insight into all manner of creative shit when Bang Boom comes over.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Well, no, let's not drag this out when we've got a personally good three
Absolutely.
Episodes to drag out anyway. So
let's hand over to Big Papa J to take you straight to the A.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Ready?
Yeah, come on in.
Right, let's do this shit.
Go on.
I want to be able to see both into both your eyes.
Give me, you're going to slag off someone's mum.
One, two. Who are we going to slag off?
Anyone's mum you fancy.
Is this part of the...
No.
No, I'm just
Don't
talking
start asking
shit.
Him right, things okay, to right, say okay, about right. things we're going to talk
right.
about.
Okay, all right. Okay. Right, so... Let's begin then. Come on in, right? Okay, so
welcome to Hardcore Listing, episode whatever it is with myself, Adam Nuts, Christopher Glasson, and guest this evening, Big Papa J.
It's a lovely, love to be invited.
Oh,
you're more than welcome.
Pleasure,
so let's.
Mate.
We've had
pleasure.
A shot already. Should we do another little shot?
Yeah,
this
I think
is
so,
Red
so.
Stag, sort of spicy whiskey.
It's really good whiskey.
It is nice whiskey. Yeah.
Go.
Oh, fucking hell.
That
Have
second
you given
one hurts,
me, is
it?
That a double shot glass? Are you trying to stitch me up?
No, it's just a shot glass, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a bit naughty, now.
He has tried to stitch me up in it. Well, he has stitched me up in
I do have some notes here, actually,
mate.
For the season.
Oh, it's Jim Beam.
It just says mums, plural.
Black cherry Jim Beam. There you go.
Oh, that's quite good, that is.
Right, so this is going to be a very relaxed podcast. Expect nothing less if you listen to the last time that you guessed it. Justy's a friend of ours. I've known you a long, long time. We can talk about that a little bit later, how we know each other.
We was meant to do that last time.
Yeah,
we didn't,
did we?
Didn't we?
No.
Yeah.
And you came on last time.
We didn't
time.
Have any requests for it either after. No one's been hanging.
Interestingly.
It's not been a cliffhanger. Everyone's yeah. like, oh, so how do you two know yeah. each other?
Yeah. Interestingly, when we put out a post saying, of all our previous guests, who would you like to have back?
Yeah.
Everybody seemed to pick you.
Yeah, that's weird, that, isn't it?
It's massively weird, because you're a proper prick.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, I mean, don't get me wrong, the last time you came round, it was a fucking laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a laugh.
You listened back to all of it?
I did cringe quite a bit, I've got to say, but I thought part two was all right. Part three was actually quite embarrassing.
Part three was when we were talking about greatest bass lines and you said that Omar yeah. played the opening bass line to this. There's nothing like this on his own banjo string.
We've got to go back. That guy can make love, we know that.
He can make love. Oh, that was what we were talking about, wasn't it? Bass lines and people that make love.
Yeah. I couldn't remember anything from it. And when I uploaded them all, I uploaded like part three and it just started with you beatboxing. And I was like, oh my God.
And it was
God.
So bad as well.
This got out of control.
Interestingly, Chris, what are them crisps that we're eating?
We've been doing all right with crisps, haven't we, recently? It is Max Strong, perfect with beer, which is handy for tonight. Chili and lime from Walkers.
Nice.
Are we sponsored by Walkers? Because we're bigging up the jerk chicken ones.
Mate, have you tried the jerk chicken sensations?
What isn't perfect with beer, though? Define it, because there ain't nothing.
Chocolate.
Oil.
I'm not big on chocolate with beer.
Really?
Yeah. Once I've had a lot of crisps and a lot of beer, then I want to eat
chocolate.
You're
right. No, you've got to have more savoury snacks.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got a real thing, actually. If I get a bit pissed up at the moment, because I haven't drank a lot through January, so I've made up for it in February.
Right.
And I tend to like to get a large sausage roll in the morning from the BP garage.
What is that hangover?
Yeah, just hangover stuff, yeah. Well, it's called a Tommy Lee, isn't it? Because it's the shape of, what they call the...
Cock,
the drummer's cock, Tommy Lee. Yeah, so we call it the Tommy Lee down there.
His piece is ridiculous,
isn't it?
It's big,
isn't it?
Well, even my little kids
big.
Refer to it, Dad, can we get a Tommy Lee? And they don't even know what that means. Yeah. So I've been calling it for so long now. But
let's hope they don't Google it.
Actually, that would be put on my list of favourite mums, I've got to be honest, Pamela.
Okay, so good chat. So,
is she a mum?
Before we jump in here. So we've decided there's a few top fives that we've asked you to do. We're going to do. This is going to be part one of a podcast. Part two we're going to do for the Patreons,
yeah,
aren't
so
we?
We're going to have a drink here. We're going to keep it slightly rational, and then by in about an hour's time when we go into part two, which will be over on Patreon.
Yep.
We'll be doing a plethora of top fives that we're just going to pick out from requests and stuff. But
yeah.
We're going to try and lock this one down and have a more.
We're
going to
try and be professional
but...
for our. Our bulk of our listenership, and then the diehards that have gone over to Patreon are going to get the nonsense.
Yeah.
So,
so what is this we're going doing here? Because I've just written the word mum down.
That's all right. So today
we've done it three stages.
Well, it's close to Mother's Day, isn't it? So whether we put this out on Mother's Day or maybe a little after, we're not too sure. But we're going to go for top five mums.
Ironically, no mums will listen to it though.
Oh, you'd be surprised,
you'll be surprised.
Mate. There's plenty of baby mamas out there.
Is there? Do you know what's pissed me off about Mother's Day this year?
What's that?
In fact, it's so fucking early. It's like the 11th of March. I mean, normally it's like the 23rd, isn't it? 28th?
Is that really bothering you?
It's giving me less time this year to think about what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a nice son. Do you think about that a lot then?
No, I just would have liked a little bit of extra time.
Didn't you take your mum...
so many things to check with.
Yeah.
About 4 years ago. When we was in the office, you took your mum out, didn't you? And then did that go badly wrong? Did you end up in a restaurant and have a massive row?
Yeah. You know, she said the burger was shit. We went to an Italian restaurant and I threw it at a wall because I paid for it.
Yeah.
And then we got kicked out. That was quite embarrassing.
Why did they kick you out then?
Because I threw a burger at a wall.
Is that not the right thing to do?
It is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What you would have wanted.
Exactly.
How far away was the wall, Just? Because I think if it's right next to you, that's acceptable. You could get away with
it. No, it's the other side of the restaurant. Right, and then some guy had a go at me for swearing because his kids were in a restaurant, which made me feel really guilty. So, yeah, it was a little bit... I didn't feel that cool after getting told off by a guy. So, that was good.
Oh, rough one. My mate's mate, Craig, once got his old lady stoned, which is an interesting story. It doesn't end too well for his old lady. So maybe later on, if you remember that,
you want to hear Craig getting his
let's talk about
Craig getting his mum stoned.
Well, I wrote the word mum down, right? Because I'm sure this list is about mums. Yeah. And then I made it into mums.
Yeah.
That's done.
But what I've accidentally done is I've put an apostrophe in there, so now it's the things that mums own, so I'm fucking out of me own here. I don't know what's going on.
Mate.
Right, Chris, while I start things off, can you put some beer in there for me, please, my friend?
Yeah, my pleasure, mate. This week's episode is brought to you by Love Beer.
And the beer is East Coast IPA, that I believe, this evening.
That is some good shit, actually, I've got to say.
Yeah. So, Charles over at Love Beer has supplied us with a keg of it, and it is a mighty fine IPA.
Well, we brought some beers. No one can hear this.
So, Chris and Just bought some beers en route over, because Chris started telling that, but he's over at the pumps pulling me a pint, so I'll bring you up to speed till he gets back here. Hughes went to the BP garage and caused a fucking ridiculous scene
there.
Yeah,
it's not the cheapest place to buy a lager. I mean, they do offer a payment plan with every four-pack. I mean, I think it worked out. Didn't we get a four-pack of Moretti and they wanted $7.49?
They wanted, shit you not, for 330 milliliter bottles, £7.69 for four of a cup.
I mean, they're making some money on petrol, aren't they? I mean, let's have it right, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think the markup on oil is quite high these days.
They still want to be paying back that deficit from when I drove my car in there when it was on fire.
Fuck it.
He shut the petrol station at the McDonald's.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, fuck me, yeah, that was good.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Have you ever mentioned that on air?
Have I?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
I think you have.
You had a Vauxhall Cavalier, didn't you? And it caught fire over the main petrol line in the BP. It shut down the whole A13. I've never seen anything like it.
Who drives, other than a terrorist, who drives an on-fire car into a petrol station?
I didn't know it was on fire until I parked up. I parked next to the water because I thought I might need to top up me radiator. Then when I'm under the bonnet, flames just flew out. So I was thinking, that's right, I'm next to the water. So I ran in the petrol station and told him my car was on fire and he asked where and I said, just next to the water. And he went, oh, right, is that your one there? I went, yeah, the one with the smoke coming out the bonnet, obviously. And he went, you've just parked over the main fuel valve where the petrol gets delivered. So, yeah, everybody that was eating their food in McDonald's next door got evacuated. It shut the A13. It was quite interesting because I was sitting, I wasn't sitting anywhere. I was standing there looking at my car. And just looking on social media and the amount of people that are posting that some prick had just driven a car on fire into the BP.
No one cares if anyone's died or anyone's on fire, do they? As long as they fucking get home on time. No one gives a shit, do they? That's what's really weird, isn't it?
I've done some dumb shit, though. Driven into it. Yeah, honestly, you won't believe it. I've driven into a petrol station, bought a pack of fags, and whilst inside the car, and sparked up. And then had a policeman knock on my window, start having a go at me.
Well, I've had someone knock on the door.
But he started having a go at me. I started having a go at him back because he was being rude to me. And I was like, I realise, officer, I've done something really stupid, but there's no need to talk to me like that.
Yeah, find the real criminals.
We was in your car once, wasn't we? And I wasn't even lighting a cigarette. I was on my mobile phone.
I literally just thought of that 2 seconds ago. Going back to when I was in the Bellagio and I got told off by that guy for swearing in front of swearing in front of his kids, which is wrong. You go back to that kind of, oh God, I feel like I've been told off by my parents, and you get a little bit embarrassed, you feel a little bit ashamed. That's exactly the same feeling, wasn't it? Stu was fired up in his garage. He was in Sainsbury's over in Neverden, and we've gone over there.
Neverden, folks.
I know, Neverden. No, that's a real... They've got a really great boot sale over there. And what did that guy say? You fired up your thing, didn't you? Out of nowhere. This guy's taken on two blokes he don't know either.
You were putting the petrol in.
That's it.
And I was just sitting in the passenger seat, and my phone rang, and I answered it, and I heard, like, kind of...
Oh,
on the window. And this fella just went... You'll blow this place sky high, you moron!
No, it was dumb shit.
Dumb shit!
That was you'll blow this place sky high, you dumb shit! Obviously, me and Stu abused him as he was driving off, you know what I mean? He was fucking crazy, that
guy. No, it was beyond funny. Yeah, he got a little bit aggy. So...
What is crisps, by the way?
They're rice crackers.
Stu loves them, and I always turn my nose up when I see them, but when I start on them, they are like, they're nice rice, they are rice crackers.
When I said to you, bring some snacks, you bigged up and you went, I've got loads. You bought one bag of crisps.
No, we bought more than that, mate.
Are you joking?
Do you know what? These ones at the end here, I'm quite excited by these.
These ones, we know you love.
Ah, you've bought the fucking daddies. Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have put me rice crackers in there,
now. So now we're going
to wind your neck in, mate, and we'll pop them back in the bag.
They were 52 quid, that packet out the bag. Really? By the way, yeah.
Oh,
dear. It was chaos in the petrol station. Anyway, shall we...
So what is the drill for this evening?
Right, so the drill is going to be top five mums off the TV and film.
Can we do an up? Because that was one I didn't prepare for until we got put forward today. So I've looked at it a little bit, but I don't have a full
five. I haven't got any.
Well, I've got a few.
Should we... started scribbling something on a pad there.
No. I've just written the word dumb shit down.
Right, so I'm going to start one. Go on. So, obviously we're going to finish, we're going back to your mate Craig and what happened with his mum.
Yeah.
Obviously we've already just spoke about your mum.
Mm-hmm.
And your mum's got an interesting story anyway, hasn't she?
Got a wooden leg, hasn't she? Just
She can.
No, just the idea that she was backing singer, wasn't she?
Yeah, mum's played in a few bands, my dad's played in a few bands.
You know,
I've played in a few bands.
Yeah.
Mr. Whiffen, you've played in a few bands.
Yeah. Ironically, that is how we met, isn't it? So
we was just trying to be more ridiculous than each other. Well, I don't think anyone was going to be more ridiculous than your band, but in terms of, it was deliberately ridiculous, but
I sort of let it go, the ridiculousness, probably maybe 1996. I should just say that you're wearing a Mighty Fine Stetson Olds t-shirt and a snakeskin suit jacket.
Yeah, do you know what? My wife actually...
And mountain boots.
Yeah, no. I've got that. Do you know what?
Safety first, Josh.
No, that's all right, mate. I actually bought these hiking boots from Aldi's in Spain. €17.
I just wanted to give us some time to...
You can just take that in.
To run the maths on that one.
Yeah. I think it's about £15.50.
Not bad. Not bad. Mm. We met...
It's a good price, mate.
Where did we first meet? You was in a band called Auntie Mabel, right?
Yeah.
And you was like a Basildon equivalent of me and my mates. Because me and my mates was every kind of dickhead in Greys was all in one band. You rounded up the best of Basildon.
Yeah. I mean, I think fundamentally, I don't know if I've just got a blinkered view of this. We was actually really good.
Yeah.
Not me, but both of us. We were both really good bands, but we just didn't want to get involved in all the bullshit of like trying to act cool. Because every fucker was trying to be like either Nirvana or Radiohead or something like that.
Yeah.
Everyone was trying to do the same thing. We just thought, right, well, we know we're good, so we're just going to fuck around as well. Do you know what I mean?
There's something very Essex in that, lads. Just knowing who you are and just being yourself and having a laugh with it and not trying to be too cool about it. I'm not saying that obviously all those other bands were
doing
the same thing, I remember
playing at the Camden Barfly, standard bullshit, you know what I mean, years and years ago. And we was at the bar and we was pissed out of our heads. And the geezer, there was all these blokes walking around all looking like cool bands and all that. And the bloke behind the bar went, we was chatting away to him and he was a good fella. And we went, oh, you're right. He went, oh, I'm a bit stressed really. We went, oh, the fucking headline band ain't turned up. I went, what do you mean? He went, that's us. We went, what? We've been at the bar for 4 hours. Get pissed out of our heads. He went, what, you're a band? I went, yeah. I said, you know, do you have to dress cool or look like a band? I mean, I don't know how it works. Do you know what I mean? But, everyone pretty much fucked off by the time we went on. Do you know what I mean? I think there's about five
good
people.
Good bet. Although, as I was saying to you earlier, and we've said probably 3 or 4 times, you did one of my most favourite gigs, where actually one of my mates didn't enjoy it as much because he assaulted
I mean... Oh, no, that was the retail outlet, wasn't it? that was a good... That was actually a fucking great night, actually.
Because I remember, like... Because your Auntie Mabel was... There was two kind of points where, like... It was just insane. Like, because... It was a brilliant thing that Manson at the time were one of the biggest bands,
cracking,
you know, on the British indie circuit, and they done a thing with the NME, didn't they, where you could, support them on tour. You could go and get a gig supporting Manson, and we all fucking sent our demo tapes in. Mm. You know, this was pre CD and stuff like that, wasn't it? It was just, you know, you'd send your tape in, and well, I just got round that, like, you had got the gig.
Yeah, no, we filled out the... Well, we didn't, Manson did. I think it's about 2,500 people at the Southampton Guild Hall. So we got this gig and we just thought, fuck, we're just going to fucking go for this, right? And it was us, Manson and Gay Dad. Do you remember them?
Well, yeah. Gay Dad were like... Johnny from Menswear spoke about them because they were one of the other bands that played Top of the Pops before they had a record deal, I believe. And they were one of them big... Because he was the singer, Cliff, whatever his name was an NME journalist, I believe. Or a journalist for one of the publications, and they were they had some serious hype, that band, didn't they?
Well, I remember being backstage, right, and we was just mangled, standard shit, right. It was me, Ben, and Sheldon. We was at the back, And they was going, right, and his manager was...
Ben's the singer, right?
Right, Ben's the singer, right? Yeah. So we've got... and Sean's a keyboard player. And we've got these guys from Gay Dad. I can't remember what his name was. What's the lead singer's name again?
Cliff.
Cliff, right? He's out the back, like, shaking like a leaf. And his manager's going, pull yourself together. And we went, like, can we go on? He went, yeah, just go on. We was mangled. Ben just got up on the main stack there, just put the mic in his mouth and was screaming. And he actually got told off in front of the entire crowd by the security, which is a really bad way to start a gig. And I was up on stage and we had all this music going, this intro. And I remember just turning around and Sean was going like that, going, what? He went like, because Sean had lost the on and off button in his keyboard and he only had one car key that could do it, right? So Sean was just going like this, like, you know, just entertain him. He took about 5 minutes while he was looking around like that to find his fucking... He's got his jacket upside down trying to find his car key and start his fucking keyboard. And he went, I found it. And we went, thank fuck for that. So he came out, sort of started the gig, and then we done about, like, literally 2 or 3 minutes worth of comedy, like, fucking... a comedy sketch before he came on. But that was a really fucking good gig, actually. And I really like Manson as well. They're really cool.
Yeah, fucking great. And and singers absolute literally bangers. Just started touring the first album.
All right.
He's just decided he's... And secondly, the other thing that was surreal was when Ben, your singer and a mutual friend of ours, went on Blind Date.
Yeah, that was so fucked up.
And you need to remember, I mean, Ben was on that peak. I'd like to know the stats of how many million was watching it at that point.
Did you do anything a bit marketing?
Yeah.
No. He was the only ever episode where they didn't play the second part. Because, you know, at the first part, they made a load of bullshit jokes and they got picked. And then on the second episode, they never actually played it. It was never played on TV.
Really?
It was the only one ever, yeah, with Cilla Black on it. And what it basically was, he came off stage. It's so bizarre. And bear in mind, at the time when we was going out, I remember even like walking into the Circus Tavern, right? And the bloke over the mic went, ladies and gentlemen, Ben from Blind Date's here. And we was like, oh, fuck off. Like, literally everywhere you go, Ben from Blind Date, Ben from Blind Date. And I remember he actually went on there and he called me up and he went to me. He went, just, I'm like, I'm out with this bird. He went, I won. I went, oh, no. And he was on this site. And he went...
He got picked, didn't he?
Yeah, he got picked. Yeah, he got picked and he'd won it with this... He was getting picked and she was the picker, I suppose. And he went, just, she is out of control. He went, I'm 100% guaranteed she's a prostitute or something. He went, she is out of control. So we went out with gospel truth. Next thing you know, front page of the...
Sun
and all this. What's
the News of the World.
News of the World. All of them on the front page. There's pictures of her on there. I slept with fucking... Who was that cunt off EastEnders?
Mark Fowler.
No, there's more of them.
Curly Watts.
Wellard.
Gus.
Not Gus.
Holy Fowler.
No, I really like the guy.
Please tell me it's Wixie.
No.
Phil Mitchell.
Oh, shit. Dean Gaffney. Dean Gaffney.
No, amazing.
I'm a Dean Gaffney. Yeah, she went, yeah.
How could you not remember Dean Gaffney?
I love Dean Gaffney as well. And she turned around and I actually got a free Starbucks once because someone thought I was Dean Gaffney. That's another story.
That was one of the greatest moments of my life, that.
Oh, you was with me, yes. Weren't you? Yeah.
I was the one that went, excuse me, why did you just give us free coffee? He went, that's Dean Gaffney, innit?
I went, no, thanks, mate. Bear in mind,
that's Dean Gaffney, you're Robbie Williams.
That's about 10 years ago and that was like £9 worth of coffee. We was like, we fucking made it.
Jackpot.
But what the fuck was I talking about?
No, so it got exposed that she was a prostitute, wasn't it? And all I remember is all of a sudden, overnight, Ben become like, it sounds ridiculous now, but the size of that show, he was on like chat shows, wasn't he? I remember him sitting next to Michael Palin on the Bob Mills show.
You do not realise. I mean, back then, I mean now everyone's a kind of celebrity, aren't they? Everyone's a kind of reality show celebrity, but
it was
back
like
then
it was like 3-4 channels.
No, you have no idea. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he said basically, what's the guy who's dead now? The one who's in, I'm so terrible name. Sorry, what's the one big PR guy? Max Clifford, right? He actually offered Ben $10,000, right? He said for his story, which he actually got paid in the end as well. But he had to put bandages around his face like the fucking like Hollow Man. Right, and actually leave the building wrapped up in bandages so no one got an exclusive of him. And he got $10,000 for that. That's gospel truth.
I remember ringing him up because he was at uni in Derby at
that's
the time,
it,
wasn't he?
That's it, yeah.
And I remember like speaking to him about bands or whatever it was, and I was like, fucking hell, Ben, like, what's going on? And he went, mate, he went like, they've literally, like, the press are like coming in my mum and dad's house.
Yeah.
And I'm like badgering his parents. He said, like, I'm literally like, hiding in my house from the paparazzi. Like,
they took a picture of a picture on the wall. Right, he went, the Max Clifford, whoever dealt with it, went to him, do not let him have a picture. He went, they will pay you thousands for a picture. straight in there, talking to his mum and dad, took a picture on the wall, cropped it all in, photoshopped it on, that's it, put it on. So he didn't get no money for that either. It's like fucking really bad.
Crazy, man. Mm.
Mental, isn't it?
A geezer I know who used to run, used to be called Quilters. Do you remember Quilters in Billericay?
Yeah, I remember Quilters, man. I fucking love Quilters, man.
I can't remember the geezer's name. I probably shouldn't say his name. Anyway, he was a bit of a ladies' man. And he went on blind date.
Mm.
And he told us, oh, lads, it was a fucking nightmare.
But and, they totally manipulate what you're going to say, yeah, which everyone knows, but yeah, everyone wants to know whether that's the truth or not. And yeah. Ben went, he was allowed to answer one question out of three questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And he chose well on that one.
Yeah.
He got picked as well, and they went on this date, and basically, the date goes a bit south, and she ends up hooking up with some other dude whilst on the date.
Fucking hell.
So he's like the coolest man in Billericay, and then he goes out on a blind date and this other bloke just pulls the bird in front of him.
You've got to appreciate how big those shows were back then. Yeah. I mean, that is mental, isn't it?
No one watches TV in real time now, do they? So it was like...
I don't watch anything anymore.
I don't.
There's nothing interests me.
Well, you're blind now, aren't you?
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top five mums.
Right, so I've done a little bit of prep on this. Most of mine are quite. I've based on sexy mums.
You are they a bit dirty as well?
No.
You always go for the dirty ones.
A couple are.
I'm going to write down some mums now.
Right.
Go on then. Who's number five?
And I've got some nice mums as well. Right.
So we're just going for overall mum power.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Gloria from Modern Family.
Oh my God, you've killed it.
Let's just call it off now.
Well, is she your number five? Because
Do you know what? Everybody in that show now looks older or worse. She looks better.
Jay's had
Sophie
some surgery.
Viagra, yeah. Isn't it?
I was going to say Viagra.
That's what they say. That's her nickname, isn't
she, it? She was a swimsuit model, I believe, pre-Modern Family. So I do believe there are some...
Even my 10-year-old son fancies her.
That's the thing to kickstart puberty, isn't it? She's a woman who will kickstart puberty right there. Yeah. She's just oozes like that real womanly figure, doesn't she? Hourglass figure, very sexual, sensual, beautiful.
And it comes with having a good character as well. Yeah, That's the thing. The character she plays is brilliant.
Oh, exactly,
so
exactly.
it magnifies.
Oh, totally.
How fucking beautiful she is anyway. So. And the whole kind of concept of Phil lusting after her is amazing. Claire Dunphy is a babe as well. However, has had some surgery, I believe.
Yeah, she's a little bit. I don't know.
No issue with people having surgery, really. I don't know why I'm fucking bitching about
it's
that.
It's only different to wearing earrings, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, but anyway.
You can have surgery, though. Would you have something done downstairs?
How far downstairs? Because we've spoke at length about liposuction, me and you.
About your length.
See, I watched a documentary on, like, getting your piece made a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a very simple operation where your banjo string goes deep inside... It goes deep inside. If you cut that, it makes the flaccid length a bit longer. You get about an extra inch out of it.
Fuck that, though.
See, I'm not disappointed with my erectile length, but my kind of
flaccid.
I'm not the kind of guy I get changed in front of you in the shower.
No, have you got a grower, not a shower?
Yeah. I need to hang it. Like, I need to, you know, for it to look alright. I need to wrap a warm flannel around it or hang it.
Sometimes I get out of the shower and look at myself in the mirror, pre-masturbating, and I'm like, that is a fantastic piece of kit.
Yeah,
the surgery you're talking about, I've just googled it. It's called a stemiopathy.
Oh, really?
And
do you know what? If it isn't, that's exactly what it should be called.
But most of the time, mine just looks very below average. You know.
I'm told.
I wouldn't mind a shower. I wouldn't mind running. If I had a shower, I'd be in jail.
I think you've got to look at your percentage between, you know, when you're not ready to go, and then when you are ready to go, and there's a lot of difference between mine.
It is huge. I don't know. Sorry.
But, you know, I just think there's a lot of guys out there who haven't got a lot to show, but they're ready. They're ready.
They've come to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's your other mates who they're packing heat.
Yeah. I remember even being at school and just like literally.
You know the guys who had pews. Packing heat. You know the guys who had decent pieces.
Just like, they were the blokes that when they were 16, they had a 50cc motorbike and they'd turn up to school on a motorbike.
Younger girlfriend.
Like they'd have a girlfriend in the third year and then they'd be the first one to walk straight into the showers. They'd have a few hairs on their chest, they'd have a little bit of stubble, and they'd be like, wallop, the piece had come out. And you're like, literally, just got in from rugby, the field was fucking freezing, you got a button mushroom at the best of fucking. Anyway, and it's shriveled in the coldness of it.
Atom nuts. That's
I mean, if I ever go naked, I'll spend at least 5 minutes in the toilet prepping myself.
Definitely.
To make sure I don't show myself up. Yeah. You know?
I will never expose myself unless I've got an elastic band around the base of my stem.
No. You've got to do that.
Yeah, they're rules, mate. They're rules. Okay, so that was.
So we finished talking about our cocks. Are we going to get on to the mums or.
Viagra.
So I'm going to go.
Good shout. Can I give you. So I'm going to throw one in straight.
Go
in
for
there.
It.
Marge Simpson.
Okay.
She's a good mum.
A nice mum.
I want banger.
Could be difficult.
Never say never.
Wicked mum, though.
Yeah, she's a great mum.
I should have given this more prep, but I'm going to think about it. I'm going to go silent for 10 seconds. So I'm going to think of something.
Okay.
Marge Simpson, yeah. That's my bid. That's in at number five. Not a dirty mum. Not a sexy mum. Well, she had moments of being sexy.
They've had a couple of, with the whole, oh, Margie, you came and you saved me a turkey.
She's had moments of sexiness. Go on, who's your five then? Five.
The spider out of Charlotte's Web.
Okay.
You know that. Yeah. You know the mum in the corner who's given birth to all those kids?
Yep.
Cool. What's your reasons?
she
Was that the first animated mum you could think of?
Yeah. She loves having it off. I mean, that's it. That's all I can think of. Charlotte's Web,
As long as she loves having it off.
Female in Arachnophobia.
Two completely different spider films, but you know.
Can I throw another sexy mum in then before I go?
You're desperate to.
No, because you've gone like nice mum, Marge Simpson.
Yeah. I've gone animated.
You've gone animated nonsense. Ellen Griswold.
Who's that?
Oh my God, she is so horny.
Beverly D'Angelo in the Vacation films.
Oh my films. God. Wow.
Oh, Vacation, right.
Yeah. And I think most women fancy her as well.
Oh, married to Al Pacino.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. In the first one, the scowl.
That bit when she's doing the little dance and it gets filmed.
That's the second one. That's European, where he's got the cine camera and she's doing, and it becomes a porno, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's like, the best thing ever.
Fucking hell. Like, so this got me thinking about yummy mummies from the 80s.
Yeah.
And Beverly D'Angelo's still stunning.
This is a great category. Who thought of this, by the way?
That's a really good fucking
point. Because I really wish I'd give this more thought, because it's fucking brilliant, by the way.
It's gone.
I will have a look on Patreon in a minute, because one of our Patreons come up with that. You're going to do that while
I'll look at you now.
So also, Beverly D'Angelo, even though she was riddled with whatever illness she had in the film, still looked great in American History X. Because she played his Ed Norton's mum in that as well. You're not listening anymore.
No, I am, because you're going to speak to Justin.
The word riddled is really bad.
No,
riddled's a brilliant word. Yeah. I love the word riddled.
that's one that I can't say without laughing. Because we're talking about what top five words you could say.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that later.
Yeah,
top is five, it
in the Patreon one?
I haven't given that any thoughts, but I've got...
You threw one in already, so you suggested we do...
Yeah. Top five words.
Two conversations, and the first one was like, top five TV characters that are angry.
And top five words you can't say in a conversation without cracking up.
Oh, mate, I know.
Put that down, because we've got stories,
Let's do that on Patreon.
Yeah, let's do that. We've got that.
It was Luke, who we did Patreon for last week.
Luke Van Boom.
Luke, you've just done a double there, mate. Yeah. You've been on the Patreon, and we did your one, which was Time Machine.
Yeah, Luke, you're just showing off.
Showing off.
Okay, so that was, Ellen Griswold in the National Lampoon.
I wish I could think of her mum now. I should have given this more thought. Hang on.
Shall I throw in a nice mum?
Go on, you do. I'm racking my brains for sexy mums. There are a few sexy ones out there.
I'm going to go Marion Cunningham from Happy Days.
Oh, nice.
She was just like, she was never sexy. Was there anyone sexy apart from the Fonz, obviously, in Happy Days? Chachi, in Happy Days, who?
Ralph the Mouth.
Who was sexy? Because Joni weren't really sexy, was she?
I really fancy Joni.
Really?
Yeah. She was a dark-haired girl, right?
Marion's daughter. Yeah. Richie's sister.
Yeah, I fancied her.
Really?
The dark-haired one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brunette.
Yeah.
Curly-ish hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fancied her. Really fancied her.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I was young. I was really young, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I was like probably like 8 or 9 when I used to watch that.
If I had to, if my first love would have been Elizabeth Shue. I know that was just going off a different tangent, but that's my first. That was my adventures of babysitting. You know, you think to yourself, I just want to be looked after by her so badly.
Elizabeth Shue. Elizabeth Shue.
You know what I mean, though, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Shue. Right, so
we're gone. Can't go with Elizabeth Shue.
No,
that's another podcast.
Right, so this is where I wanted to go. With. When I was talking about 80s mums, obviously, I can't even. I can't talk about Drew Barrymore because I will lose my fucking mind. Right,
yeah,
but
you're right.
But Weird Science, right?
Oh my god.
That's when you know.
She's not a mum in that.
You know what's
right?
So
No. I'm just talking about 80s women, right?
You know what's...
So Weird Science, right? But the thing was, right? Carol watched it with the kids.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago. And literally she went to me, do you know what? Now they remake all these films.
Yeah.
They're never going to remake that.
No.
Because it's a woman.
No one can take. No one
that
can
take
you.
Has it off.
Mm.
With 15-year-old boys.
Oh, she never bangs them, though.
They
get in the shower, didn't they? And then they can't have sex with her because they get too nervous.
I don't know if you live your life by them rules, but I still think that's probably frowned upon in society.
You know,
yeah, but I mean, they never do the deal, do they?
You know what I loved about? You know what I loved about? You know what I loved about her, right? What I loved about her so much, she was what's known in the business as a team erection. Because your dad fancied her, and so did you. Do you know what I mean? So
team erection.
It's so true, isn't it? I knew my dad was fucking. Sorry, you just moved my mic on a high five you there. Sorry, guys. Sorry, man. Don't leave me hanging.
That was so embarrassing.
No one's looking. Don't matter. Do you know what? I remember going. My dad going on about it, and I was thinking, yeah, she's nice. But now, when you look back, you think, fuck, man.
Woman in Red. She's in that with Gene Wilder and
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Part-time lover. Yeah, she was...
Everybody's got...
She's fucking lovely.
Mm. I've got my sexy...
But Steven Seagal did beat her up, though, didn't he?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? Yeah. What, in real life?
Mm. He jumped out of a cake and beat the shit out of her.
Here's my sexy mum bid. This one is hot. Morticia Adams family.
Good chat.
I just thought about my first little crush, actually.
You nearly said one then.
Yeah, I know, I was keeping it real. I know this is not what we're going on about, but something that stirred my loins as a very young lad. Who was that slag with the big tits and the brown hair?
Excuse me.
That's her. Mrs. Whiffin. No, what's the one? The one that's a bit like, bit evil. Come on. Come on, a lot of vampire-esque.
Elvira.
That screwed my head when I was growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't handle that. It was the cleavage. Because back then, you know...
She was off to the scale.
There were loads of girls down the Round Acre that looked like that, dancing around the queue.
I know.
Morticia was... Yeah, I mean, she was really sexy, but she's kind of quite... sultry and smart, and, yeah, she was cool. Yeah, I definitely...
Should we wreck one of these fucking shots up, or are we fucking...
Oh, God. I'm really smashed already, gang.
Nah, fuck this, man. Let's get involved in the
Coming wrong. In another mum, then. Seeing as we turn Mother's Day into... Who we used to wake over when we
oh,
were...
Oh, right, yeah. Right. What a lovely Mother's Day edition this has really been.
Mother's Day edition.
I'm going to go for...
Al Wakes
I'm
going to
go for nice mum.
Yeah.
Mature crumpet.
Okay, yeah.
Right. But she's still fit then, because she's getting the crumpet.
This is still based around erections, isn't it?
I'm going to go for Susan Kennedy from Neighbours.
Oh, she's that's a... I'm going to give you a clap for that.
You're welcome.
Susan Kennedy had to deal with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And she was also super sexy, yeah, Susan,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah,
she
Mature
was.
Mature beaver at its best.
No, she was cracking. What was her fella's name?
Team... Carl Kennedy.
Carl Kennedy. Didn't he have an affair?
I would have thought so. I don't know why.
I know we're this is going back.
Why is he playing away from home?
I know this is going back. This is going back like 10 minutes.
I'm really drunk.
It's fine. Sorry, I know it's fine. It's your ass. I'm going back 10 minutes. I know we never ever like get anything done.
I bet you forget your story by the time you fucking drink this shot.
Right, but I'll tell you what. You know, when I first started watching Modern Family.
It's
nice, Ben.
Fucking hell.
Oh shit, man.
I think that's a double shot glass you're giving
me.
Nah,
it's not, man. It's not.
You're having me on here.
Right, so when we first started watching Modern Family, I felt a little bit goofy because I used to fancy the young girl in it. What's her name? It's all right, this is not pedo.
It's what, the clever one?
No. The other one. That would have been pedo.
God.
Hayley. Right, so I googled it. Is it okay to have a crush? Am I in trouble? Yep, she was 21 when the series started. It's absolutely fine. But as you notice, the other ones, she's got a lot better now, hasn't she?
Mm.
Like the younger one, who's now about 23. Have you seen her Instagram account?
No.
Oh, my word. She's like, don't worry, you're cool to look. It's like, she's like 24 now. She does like, everything she does is like a bit pointy.
Can you remember, like, how fucking fucked up this is?
Sorry, this mic's still recording.
How fucked up this was. Can you remember, like, years ago, when... Was the countdown for when... Was it either Charlotte Church turned 16?
Oh, that's so crazy.
That's so wrong, isn't it?
Or was it the one out of Harry Potter?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I mean, that's dark, isn't it?
It's dark as fuck, man. It's one thing like what you're saying there, just like you watch something and then like years later, you dial into something and you're like, oh my gosh, that's insane. Because you forget, you know, we grow up, we go through... Because time flies so quickly as you get older, doesn't it? Mm. Like 6 years feels like nothing, yet... Like from like 16 well, we to bloody look, 24, you mature and change into a different person, really,
exactly.
Don't you?
When you was on stage in Manson, you wasn't wearing a horse t-shirt, a snakeskin jacket, and a Stetson.
No.
And 17-year-old
man in sprayed white and a vest up on. Right.
<yeah. laughs> do you know what? When you look back and you think the things we were on, we thought we looked the shit.
I know. I always think that, and even now I have to double look at myself. I know that in less than a month's time I'm going to look back and go, why do I look like a gnome?
I remember once, right, I was at school and I actually brushed my hair into like a bird's wing across the top of front of my face.
A what?
You know, like, they call it a bird's wing. I brushed it across it and everyone was going like, Justin's really hot these days. I pulled the hottest bird in the school. Like, she was about 6 foot and at the time I was about 4 foot. And,
I don't believe you.
No, I walked home. We had a little kiss.
Harold.
Did you, what, hand in hand?
It was the first year of senior school. Mm. So I was like, I walked home and I remember thinking, I've pulled the hottest bird in school. I remember her name, Samantha Anderson. And I pulled her. She dumped me the next day because my hair was a bit windswept.
What, you'd lost your bird's wing?
Yeah.
Weird, like, isn't it?
You had a dead bird.
I couldn't find my tangled teeth the next morning.
I should point out, by the way, should we this be the last ever recording from Hardcore Listening? That will be because it's that point where it's a red weather warning and it's the point when all the high hurricanes and all that nonsense they've been banging on about is due to hit. The Whiffin is sitting underneath a massive tree in my neighbour's garden. So if that does go over and we all die... Yeah, if somebody could arrange for
our funerals.
Beverly D'Angelo, Susan Kennedy, and Gloria from Modern Family to les off at my funeral, that would
be
lovely.
That'd be one hell of a funeral, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Shout out to some of our American mums in TV shows. Gemma Teller from Oh, what was it?
I mean, you say a shout out to American mums. All my three have been American mums.
That's true. What's that boat motorcycle one? What's that boat with Sam Crowe? What was it?
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Who'd had the
Is that a good
operation.
Series? I've not watched that. I really want to watch that.
It was decent. She was quite hot. And Carmella from The Sopranos as well.
Good shout. I'll go Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show.
Yeah, I mean, she had to keep shit together.
Cosby.
I mean, given what her husband was getting up to, she's probably worst mums. She should have told him to pack it.
I don't think she was actually married to him. I think it was a fictional TV
show. Who's winning out of a... Fuck off! Shit in hell, let's get the shit out of here. I was about to say, there's something really fucking poignant there as well.
Who's got the bigger tits out of
God?
What was you going to say, mate? Go on.
Who's the guy who got away with murder? The black guy.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. OJ. No.
Barack Obama.
No, I was about to say who'd win out of a boxing match out of Bill Cosby and OJ Simpson.
Henry. Oh.
OJ. You've had a shout out.
OJ's got the rage, isn't he?
OJ was a professional
American footballer,
mate. Fuck, he was a comedian. I think OJ's got probably 2 foot on him.
Unless Cosby gets to have a sit down with him first and offers him a drink, and then it's a foregone conclusion.
But maybe
put
Cosby sips and Roe Epnol in his drink.
Exactly.
Next thing you know, him and OJ are going to work.
Other mums.
Ooh. I haven't seen a mum yet, have I?
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'm going to go for.
There's a couple of mums.
I'm going to go for Cersei.
Yeah. I don't really understand it. Is that
Do you
want to
be her brother then, mate? Or.
Well, no, because she knobs her brother.
That's what I'm saying.
Was she the one that had stuff with her boy as well?
I don't think she ever banged her boy.
I can't remember. There was just a lot of...
Her beef looks like a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, God.
If you see the colour of her hair in that show, it's feasible.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to put her pigtails in it.
Would there be a centre part in?
Or a wing. What was it called? What was your hair called?
Bird's wing.
Bird's wing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a chub with a bird's wing,
no.
To be honest.
The perfect picture entrance to me, the hairs both go in opposite directions.
Like a duck's ass.
No. They both go inwards and they meet in the middle. I don't want to go into it. I don't want to get into more details on that. But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. This is episode 1. I mean, how long have we been going for? 45 minutes.
Is that how long we've been going?
Have we not actually talked about any mums yet? Because I've not brought one up.
No, we have.
Come on in, mate. What's your mums?
No, I haven't got any.
Oh, I've got a good movie mum.
Go on.
Can we do movie mums?
Yeah, go for it.
I've got two. Sarah Connor from Terminator. Brought up John Connor from Terminator.
I didn't like
badass
it, mate.
Fucking mum.
Golden rule with women, right? Never go out of a woman who can beat you in a fight.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
She can beat anyone in a
That's
fight.
That's exactly right. That's the golden rule. Mentally, they'll all break you down. But physically, they should not be able to destroy you. Because you want to walk out of the room and go, I'd fucking kill you if you weren't a woman.
Yeah, you've already lost the mental game, but you want to know.
Yeah. It's true, though, isn't it? You know, you want to punch a door. Putting on a door and then they say she's like that. Well, that was childish, wasn't it? And you think, well, that would have been your face. Do you know what I mean? That's how blokes work, isn't it?
When you've had that moment of rage where you go, fucking hell!
Yeah.
And then you get answered with, that was clever.
Yeah. The kind of thing I'll do is like smash my house up and everyone will be shitting themselves and then my wife will go, grow up. And I'll be like, you know, to be fair, she has called it. Yeah.
I've literally walked out of a room. Turn round, given the finger to the door.
Yeah.
And my missus literally gone, do you want to see if I don't know what you're doing? And I just think, fucking hell.
I remember having a row with my wife.
I just can't win.
I remember having a row with my wife once. And I thought, fuck this, I'm going to go make a cup of tea. And I actually remember being in the kitchen and she was pushing my buttons and I thought, I've had enough now. And I was in there just then and I was making a cup of tea and she went, can you stop stirring that cup of tea with a fork? And I just thought, how the fuck did she know that? She's about 15 foot away. And I just thought, I've had enough now. It's time to go. Do you know? But it's a squeaking noise a fork makes in a cup and I thought, clever. Clever girl.
So, clever girl. Jurassic Park style.
Clever girl.
Clever girl.
So, Okay, so your wife is one of my fave mums as well. She's one of my best mates.
Yep.
She's a cool dude.
She's cold. She's I've got to be careful actually, haven't I? She's on my tape, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
You can say something horrible now, we can edit
it. No, because I can do all of that. Mm. I really like it when you're in trouble. When you're in trouble, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, because it's cool.
And it works both ways, I know.
Well, my boys are now, I've got two older boys, and they both get in trouble. They're missus, and I just think this is the best time in my life.
Yeah.
Because they're making all the same mistakes I did, which I'm still making now. You know what I mean? It's like.
So, somebody messaged in on Patreon as well and said, can you do top five best arguments you've had? When we asked them to ask you questions,
yep.
They said top five best arguments, Raz, you've had with your missus. Cool. Now,
that'd be top 50.
So I sat in an office with you two for many years. The one that happened before I worked in that office was the story which I'd like you to recount if you don't mind.
Of course.
Was it your first holiday when you had a rare?
Fuck me. Am I right to say that?
And you decided to make your way into the hotel room by your own means. That one, yeah?
Yeah, when we first got together.
And I also want to make an addendum to that story.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned the little bit when you don't have to, but when you was getting a bit sexy and she said something really funny and the neighbours retorted.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Right, okay. So there's two little stories which I think are worth an airing.
Yeah. Well, we'd kind of got together and we was in that stage where we were feeling a little bit... We actually liked each other, man. Can you remember that? No. But we kind of liked each other. She found me sexy, you know.
Did she still find you funny then?
I don't think she's ever found me funny.
Had she not heard all your stories?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I would tell stories and she'd go, yeah, is this the one where Stuart done this? Right? Or is this one? I go, yeah, yeah. You know, you think yourself, just fucking entertain me for fuck's sake. But, yeah, I remember going away. We went away on our first holiday. And we went to a restaurant and I was chatting away and we was mangled.
This is abroad, yeah?
Yeah. And she was going like, yeah, I went like, you know, but I've got a bit of a decent piece and all this. Like, and she was like, she's going on about, you know, she went, I slept with seven guys. And I went, like, she went, you're on about third down the list. And I thought, well, actually, that makes me third. That makes me like out of seven.
You got a bronze medal there, mate.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, no, not even a bronze medal. I was further down.
Oh.
And then she started talking about this guy called Lee that she dated, and he's a really good guy. And I just see a bit of red. I see a bit of, you know, a bit of
jealousy.
Bit of,
the word.
Bit of green,
jealousy.
Mate.
That's
bit
it.
Of
yeah.
Green, not red.
So we were sitting in there, and I went, "Oh fuck this, right?" So anyway, she's going like this, and you know when those kind of receipt spikes they have in restaurants where they put the things
where
over,
is that going?
And I went like, "Right, okay." No, I didn't jab it in her face. I wish I had done. So we were sitting a bit like that, and I went, I'm the bill, and I went, oh, fuck this, and went like that, and put this, I'll slap this thing, and put it right in my hand, right? Went absolutely fucking crazy, right? And we lost this, like, because she talked about a guy, basically, who she'd been with had a bigger knob than me, and I went, heaven.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of a guy, you know what I mean? Yeah, I played in bands and stuff. I mean, is that guy
you
done
supported
that?
Manson.
I supported Manson. I've played in bands with you.
Yeah.
Why should this guy come with a bigger knob and think he's more cool than me? That's pissed me off.
Fuck that guy.
So anyway, I went back to the apartment, right? And anyway, I've walked off and I've just thought, calm down. Gone back to the room. This is our first ever holiday. Gone back up to the room up the top. I'm knocking on the door. Let me in, right? She wouldn't let me in. So I started fucking booting the door. I've lost my shit, right? I've gone insane. Some geezer's come out from behind me and he went, can you stop knocking the door? I went, get in the fucking room, I'll fucking kill you! Like, I mean, got to that, right? I thought, calm down, right? I went down to the bar and went, right, okay, mate. I went, I haven't got any money, but can I have a beer, please? This is in the hotel room, right? He went, yeah, no worries. I went, I'll put it on the tab, whatever. Sitting down there, I've smashed his door to pieces. All of a sudden, she's walked behind me. She's not even in the room, right? She's not even in the room, right? And there's a couple of gay guys are running this hotel. She's gone up. She can't get in the hotel, right, at all. Basically, I've frozen the door. They've had to climb round the window, let us in. We had to sleep in the janitor's room in the end, right? What was the other bit?
You lied, didn't you? Should we not talk about that bit?
Now, what bit have I lied about? Come on.
About how that happened to your door.
Oh, fuck, mate. Yeah, yeah. So they're going, yeah, someone tried to bust it in the door. So basically, the hotel managers have called the police, I got everyone round, couldn't get the door in. And basically, it was me. I just booted the entire door in. And it was purely because some guy had a bigger knob than me. And I don't like that. Do you know what I mean? I don't like that. It's like, why should they do that?
So do you do that to everyone's front door who you suspect has got a bigger dick than you? Because insurance around your neighbourhood must cost a fortune.
I broke a lot of hotel doors in, do you know what I mean?
So, this was your first holiday with your missus. Now, we've all had them first holidies with your
It's passionate,
partner.
Isn't it? You know
and
what I mean?
And it's great. You have 10 minutes around the pool, then it's like, let's go back to the room.
Yeah.
And like, you
to,
know.
To do what?
Smash the door in.
Sleep, yeah.
But it's good times, isn't it? You know, it's like... If
it weren't for me, I got assaulted on Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but... Yeah.
Mate, we slipped. I caved the door in. I let her go at the geezer behind us. There was the gay guys who owned the hotel had to climb over the top of the hotel and get into their balcony. And I was going, I'm so sorry. We had to sleep in this room. I remember waking up with a headache because there was so much bleach in there. Because we was actually literally sleeping in this janitor's room. Just purely because...
How many years ago was this, Just?
Oh, God knows, when we first got to
Look at you moaning. It's your fault, you prick.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
So, on a fonder memory, when you went back to the room and got a bit frisky...
Yeah. So, we've gone to this restaurant. I don't know why. We had a champagne... what they call the thing with that chocolate load of shit? Sangria.
Yeah.
So we've gone back, right? She's pissed out. We're both pissed out of her ears. She went, do you want if I stick my finger up your ass? And I was like, no, that's not my bag. Do you know what I mean? And I was thinking, all right.
Hold on, I dulled out for a second.
Yeah.
Someone wanted to know if they could stick up their finger up someone else's
ass. No, it was
ass.
Me and my missus. We were together for the first time. We'd gone to
New
York.
Who was asking who? Who was asking
No. She was asking me.
Right.
And I'd had some calamari, and some which was really good. And and some champagne to
camera. How was the calamari,
she's going,
mate?
No, I remember she was going to me like, you know, blokes don't like their asses being touched. And I'm like, oh, bloody bloke, don't I? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I like women, don't I? And all this kind of stuff. We went back to the room and as I walked up the hill, she sort of tried to stick her finger in my ass. I'm like, fuck off, just leave me alone. It was more of a wind up than an actual sexual act. Do you know what I'm saying? We went back to the room and then she went to the bathroom and I was on the bed and I was like, right, again, first holiday, we're sitting there and went, come on, girl, stick your finger up my ass, like that really loudly. This bird just come across our balcony and went, excuse me, you please keep your voice down? Me and my husband are trying to sleep, right? And we had adjoining fucking balconies like this. But she actually leant across our balcony and leant into our room and actually shouted, and you ever think to yourself, great, I look like a fucking deviant now, do you know what I mean?
Oh, golden.
But I ended up sticking my finger up my own ass in the end.
Takes the edge off, doesn't it?
Well, you've got to prep yourself.
Right, before we get on to your mum.
My number one mum.
Yeah, I'm going to dial out on Carol Jackson from EastEnders.
Do you know what, right? So this is one of the only...
A nice mum.
...mums that I...
Had her hands full, always looked a bit tired.
Yeah, but you knew where you stood with Carol.
Liked a bit of Gus.
Didn't you? She was on the level, like in a show that was full of shitbags. Carol Jackson was on the fucking level, I always used to
think. Well, she was married to Trevor, but did she do the dirty on Trevor with...
Gus went to work on her, didn't he?
With Thingy Wicks. I don't know. Did Gus do a number on it?
I'm sure Gus went to work, yeah.
Jesus!
No, I'm sure he did. No, he did.
Did a number.
Yeah.
He's showing off, right? If I could tell you how many times we've had a conversation via text and you've sent me a picture of Gus from EastEnders.
Easily the most underrated human being on the planet, though.
Oh.
Gus from EastEnders, I mean, fuck me.
He's basically...
How did he never make it?
He's if there's such a thing, he would be called minus Dean Gaffney. He's like, he's one below Gaffney.
Yeah.
Gus.
Oh.
What were you going to say about Carol?
No, she's the shit.
I bet his helmet looked like Will Arsenal's.
When I assessed it, other than Doc Cotton, and then I thought, actually, no, you're a shit mum, because Nick was the worst. Pauline Fowler, she held it together to an extent. Carol Jackson, she kept it real. And there was something a little... Yeah,
I felt, you know,
something a little bit sexy about Carol Jackson.
She had a hard life.
But she was cool. I liked Carol. She was the she's the EastEnders mum for me. I immediately thought of Pat Butcher, but I just don't think she ever had. Did she ever have kids, Pat?
Yeah, Wixie. David Wicks biggest, and Simon Wicks.
She had the biggest vagina in EastEnders as well.
Yeah, right.
It was called the Albert Square.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have we gone over the hour, Christopher?
It's not whether or not we've gone over the hour. It's the fact that everyone stopped listening, I think.
Yeah. Well, there's always that.
We're pretty much on the hour.
Right. So, part two. Patreon.
Part two. I am definitely hammered. But
have some more lager, please.
Yes, oh, mate, our pleasure.
You left it out in the snow.
Oh yeah.
There may be a part two, maybe a part three on Patreon. That's what
look,
I'm.
Look,
well,
it sounds
I'm
like we're being slags and we're trying to go. Well, if you want to hear more, go to Patreon. We're not like.
I am. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, no, I'm not. But it was a case of like, we wanted to do it one with Just because everyone wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
And we also need to do a Patreon one. So it was like, well, look, while you're over, because we've not had much chance to do it, because all the fucking roads have been shit and the weather's been poxy.
Yeah.
And so we've not had a chance to kind of hang out.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to make love to an animal out of EastEnders?
Oh, hold on, let's have a thought on that.
Gaffney Wellard.
Yeah. I'll say Gus.
That's why he's called Wellard.
Gus and Rowley.
Gus and Rowley.
Possibly.
Thank you very much. We'll catch you over on the Patreon channel.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Boom, there you go. That's the end of part one. I don't see why we have to do any more chat, really, do we, Chris?
No, thanks, Justin. Thanks for nothing.
It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.